Do you want to know what's happening in the arts? Want to hear about upcoming shows and talks with local artists?
What the Art discusses all things arts in Naarm, a city highlighted with continual festivals, events and charm.
From casual discussions to creative processes, we hear from community artists to discuss their work and ideas within contemporary Melbourne.
What the Art, with your hosts, Sean
and Grace.
Catch us fortnightly on 3CR 855 AM.
Thursdays from 9:30 to 10 AM or on 3CR's website. And welcome to What the Art. I'm here with Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. So we're starting our first show today, which is very exciting and will be happening every second Thursday from 9:30 to 10 AM. So don't forget to tune in. The Review, which is a theatre show, will be playing on the opposite thing. So don't forget, they're not our show. Our show is What the Art. So I just wanted to say a quick hello to Lucy, who is in here today. Hello, Lucy.
Hi, Grace. Hi, Sean. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Thanks so much for being here. We're going to talk to Lucy in just a moment about her show that happened recently, a couple of weeks ago, and all of that. But for now, we're going to go to Sean, who's going to give us a little bit of an update of like what's on and what's happening in Melbourne art scene. So, Sean, hit us off.
Yeah, so the first show I wanted to talk about was a show called Language to Reach With. This is in West Space in Collingwood, the 22nd of August to the 24th of October. It's a group of artists who offer their personal expression as a critical counterpoint against the homogenizing force of generative AI and the instrumentalization of language within political rhetoric. Which sounds pretty cool. It's references a book of poetry entitled Whereas, written in 2017, where a long soldier in state language's deep participation in life building, an active polyphonic force that is strengthened by our attention to it. So that's Language to Reach With, West Base in Collingwood. And the other show I wanted to speak about was Infiltration by Soyo Pak in Visual Diary in Brunswick. So that's from the 4th to the 20th of September. This work brings what lies on the reverse of the canvas to the surface, which is driven by water and gravity, and creates a passage where intentional marks meet physical residue. That's Infiltration in Visual Diary in Brunswick. That's a little of what's on in Naarm at the moment. Back to you, Grace.
Beautiful. Good to hear. Very exciting. Got lots of shows coming up. I mean, it's an interesting time at the moment in Melbourne because MIFF is on as well. So we've got a lot of films going on at the moment. Sean is crossing their arms at me saying they're cancelling MIFF. But I actually want to talk today because we've got Lucy in the studio with us. Thanks so much, Lucy, for being here, as I've said before. And Lucy, you've done an incredible exhibition that happened only a couple of weeks ago. I'm just going to read out a little spiel that the gallery has produced for Lucy, just to give a little bit of context to the listeners out there. So Lucy Buxton is a Naarm-based artist and creator working across expanded printmaking. Her work explores rivers, creeks as living entities, representatives of memories and retrogenerative sites. Lucy's work engages with more than human knowledge, fostering intimate and embodied encounters with the environmental, social, and political nature of water. Lucy spent 1 month at Watershed Studios as part of their first year of practice-based PhD, where she is researching relationships between play and ways in which people relate to and care for waterways in urban environments. Through walking, drawing, and slow stitching water patterns into agar and gelatin-based bioplastics, she built a living arc achieved of her encounters with river corb. The outcome is a series of rationalities between the more than human knowledge of the establishments of human imagination. Thanks for that. So Lucy, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm really good. It's a real privilege to be your first guest on this show.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on.
It's a little bit of a disclaimer to the listeners, but we do know Lucy, Sean and I.
Yes, we do.
From a previous life at Footscray Community Arts. So we shout out to Footscray Community Arts for bringing us together as a collective. I just want to talk a little bit about your exhibition, Lucy, though, Liminal Threads, which is a beautiful exhibition. I went to it a couple of weeks ago to the opening. It was crowded, full of people, like it was amazingly full. But was it created as a result of your residency in Ireland. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what it was like?
Yeah, definitely. So Liminal Threads was an exhibition that I did with another artist called Kylie Walsh, who is a fibre artist from Canberra, or based in Canberra. I think she's originally from Sydney. And we met at a residency in Ireland in October last year. So the residency was called Watershed Studios, and it's based basically in this really beautiful remote place in Ireland, just off the west coast, close to Galway.
Wow.
And we spent a month there. We met there. We were there with three other artists from the US. And yeah, we really just spent a month living together, making art together, eating together, and just really, creating this really nice, supportive atmosphere and supporting each other's art practice. The residency was amazing and would highly recommend doing an artist residency to anyone.
It sounds like a really hard time making art, hanging out in the beautiful land of Ireland.
What weather? What season was it?
Oh, so it was autumn, very rainy. Actually, the day that I arrived was a historic storm called Storm Amy. Just completely wiped us out for like about 3 days. We didn't have any running water for 24 hours.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting introduction to Ireland, actually.
And was that through like something with the university, or was that, did you find this residency and then just decide to go to Ireland and do this? Like what led to it? What inspired you to go and do it?
Yeah, so it wasn't through the university. I organized it independently, but it was, I made it a part of my first year of my PhD. So it was a really great time to do a residency because it just really gave me this space in quite an intensive way to work out what I wanted to do. It was nice being somewhere where there was no distractions. I was drawn to going to Ireland because all of my ancestry is in Ireland, so it was sort of part of uncovering my position and my ancestry as well. So that comes into our exhibition as well, that theme.
Yeah. And can you tell us a bit, because the theme, what I gather, is a bit of the thing of kind of waters and creeks and natural land and how you've kind of connected that in together. I mean, your artwork is this kind of beautiful, what looks like a kind of fluid, like floating in the air with stitching done through that, whereas Kylie's is this very structural line thing. So how does that, your themes come together and your practice of work is exhibiting in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, the theme of Liminal Threads, it came from being, I guess, when I first met Kylie, we had so much synchronicity between us and we became friends very quickly based on, having so much in common. But we both found ourselves in this transitional time, like we were both going through a lot of change in our lives. And so we really wanted to create an exhibition that celebrates that that liminal space you can find yourself when your life is changing. But then we also loosely tied this to the experience of being somewhere where your ancestors are from, but having no access to any of the stories that they had, or any of the reasons why they would come to Australia. And I think we can understand it through understanding the history and the political context of what has happened in that region of the world. But having access to the direct stories is missing, and there was a real absence. So I think there was connection to the land, but there was also this absence. So we wanted to tie it to that as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about this, connection with, is it the River Corrib? And maybe I don't know. I feel like rivers is very ancestral, right? And like how they're connected to names and stories and those kinds of things. And I guess how I assume your entire work is kind of revolving around how this river and connecting archives of your ancestry, as well as I see it as like is it agar-agar? Is how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Because that's like a food-based product, right? Which it is. Yeah. You add water, and it gets quite. It's just jelly, right?
Which
kind of feeds back really interesting. Would you be able to? I would expand on that. I kind of want to. Really interested.
Yeah, totally. Well, so while I was there, I was doing a lot of walking alongside the rivers and a lot of drawing. And it's part of this broader thing that I'm doing with my PhD as well, which is about attunement and attuning yourself to a waterway and how that can help you to connect yourself to place. I guess that's kind of broadly what I'm working with. So when I was in Ireland, I was doing a lot of walking, a lot of, drawing and like focusing on really tiny details of what I was noticing. And then for the exhibition, it was sort of like a process of rendering. So I created these works I really like the substance that I'm calling, it's like a biopolymer. So it's a completely biodegradable plastic.
Wow.
And it's mostly made of water. So they're 80% water with a bit of gelatin or agar agar, which is like the vegetarian version, and glycerine to make it flexible. And then what I've done is I've slow stitched some of the patterns that directly come from my drawings, from the drawings that I was making when I was in Ireland. So, and then the way that Kylie and I connected our works was that we used the same material. So she sent me in the post like a whole bunch of yarn offcuts that she was working with, and then I used that as the thread to make the works that I was working on. So we wanted to find a way to tie our works together through the materials that we were using. As well as
that's awesome,
yeah.
And this attunement, I'm so intrigued. Is this just because I'm imagining it sounds like very art residency, but you know, you get that breathing space of just doing what you want to do without like having to go to work or having to worry about like you're in this different place. And I can see it, you know, being by the river and you know, being able to go for those walks and just like taking things slow and. Almost like micro analyzing and being part of the environment. Would you say that's part of the entombment process, or would you say there's more to it as well?
Oh yeah, that's like the crux of it, I think. Like just having the slowness and the time, and it's actually such a privilege to have time like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rare. It's very rare to have time to focus on that level, I think.
How did you feel coming back?
Distorted.
Yeah. like time is restored and you're like, oh.
Back to reality.
Back to reality. Yeah.
But what is reality?
Stress. Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so did you find any stories about your ancestors while you were over in Ireland and bring that into the work as well? Or was that just more of a connection of yourself to the country?
I didn't really know. I started to map it a little bit, but I didn't really find out much other than where people were born.
Yeah.
I think everyone that was at the residency had a similar was in a similar situation. So everyone was kind of drawn there based on their ancestry and wanting to kind of understand themselves a little bit more, I think. But we all kind of, you know, we're kind of piecing it together or grappling with these things together.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
And that way of, interestingly enough, the thing of the thread is the kind of thread between you and your history coming in together into the artwork as well, and maybe as a more physical or metaphorical kind of idea in the work as well, or is that just
absolutely.
A kind of a
yeah
no, it's really beautiful. It was really beautiful work. I also just wanted to quickly touch, because as we said at the start of the show, that you used to work at Footscray Community Arts and you're a producer there for quite a while, with between Art Life and then creating a massive huge project, which is probably the biggest community public project in the West, I have to say, with the Footscray Hospital, with all the artist works there, and the incredible tapestry by Marie, and her nephew as well was part of it.
Yeah, Mitch Mahoney, yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that process and how you got involved and how Footscray Arts got involved in the hospital and, yeah, what was it like doing that project?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, so I worked at Footscray Community Arts for a little over 7 years, and I was mostly doing working as the exhibitions producer there, so yeah. Working with so many incredible artists that I got to work with. Many of them were based in the Art Life program. Part of my job as well was to lead the curation of all of the public art for the new Footscray Hospital, which was quite a large project. It went over 3 years, and it was through a curatorial consultancy that Footscray Community Arts had with Plenary Health, who were leading the project management of the art and design of the hospital. So it was an incredible experience. With the support of the team, we developed a curatorial framework which was called Of Place, and that was designed to tie all the works together and really ground everything in this idea of the artwork coming from place and connecting people really deeply with where they are. And it was thought that that would create a more kind of harmonious and healing environment for a hospital context. So that was kind of the, the curatorial framework for the whole project. But the tapestry was, it was just such an incredible work that Marie and Mitch and the Australian Tapestry Workshop created together. So it's a big, it's like a 10
it's
meter.
It's huge.
It's quite huge, and it was quite an ambitious work. but what it is it's a tiny microcosm of a river reed. And Marie has got like a whole archive of these images. And this particular one was chosen to make into this giant tapestry. I guess what the artists were doing with this work was to create welcome, but also to grant people with safe passage as they pass throughout the public realm of the hospital. So I actually went and saw it recently at night. I went to the hospital just to check it out, and it looks really good from level one. I think from the ground floor it's a little bit hidden, but when you go up to level one you can see it in its full glory. So it's it was a total privilege to have worked with those artists.
And obviously this is an art show, but I mean, on radio everything is by the ear, so we can't see what you're talking about, but if you visualize it, it's like walking into a large space and you kind of look up into the sky, and there's this beautiful, and it's yellow, it's pink, it's orange, it's these amazing colors that's lit from above, is that correct, down into it? So it's glowing, it's like this kind of haloed work that just sits above, and it's just a stunning project. Can you tell us a bit about the other projects, because it obviously it was a community based, which is really really interesting for a hospital, which often just gets, you know, some kind of corporate partnership with some artists and makes some art that means nothing but just kind of fills the walls. But this was about community and bringing community into the space of the hospital. How do you think that's impacted, people's perception of, you know, the house space, but also public art in another venue is in a live living space rather than just something sitting on a wall that's kind of sit in a gallery?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, one of the biggest priorities was that the art would be integrated into the building. So there was a lot of very early collaboration with the architects. So they were really amazing. I mean, they knew the building so well, obviously. And, that collaboration was so important, I think, for working out where everything was going to go. Yeah. And for also, I think a really big challenge was to find a way for all of the artwork to connect, given that it's just such a huge building as
well.
So the architects were really key for collaborating with to work that out. But yeah, I think the artists were prioritized if they had a really strong connection to Footscray, to the local area. So artists who either, you know, lived in the West or worked in the West or had some kind of, you know, quite important existing connection to the West, because I think what we all were really, really wanted was for the users of the hospital to see some kind of resonance or to see themselves reflected in the work as well. So for, just to really, I guess, coming back to that idea of connecting deeply with place and understanding where you are more deeply. Yeah.
Well, that's about time that we have to speak with you, Lucy. Did you want to give us any final words and tell us a little bit about how we can buy your artwork and where to get this?
So the exhibition period has officially closed as of last weekend, but everything is still online. The exhibition was held at a beautiful little gallery called Soul Gallery on Brunswick Street in Fitzroy. And our exhibition catalogue is still online and works are available to purchase or even just to look at if you want to check it out.
Fantastic. We'll be also uploading that to our page as well. So you can get a link to that there. I just want to say thank you so much, Lucy, for coming in and doing this interview. It's so great to speak with you. And yeah, congratulations on such beautiful work and just doing art for such a long time in such a hard world.
Thank you so much. It's been amazing being part of this. Thank you.
Thanks.
We're just going to go out with a community announcement and we'll be back with a song, and then we're going to head out soon. So be back soon.
Public transport's great.
What's not great is that unless you've got a radio with you, you can't listen to 3CR when you're on it.
Until now. The Community Radio Plus app lets you listen to us wherever you are.
Get on board and search Community Radio Plus wherever you get your apps. Time's on my mind when I had you by my side.
Am I thinking loud? Do I
dark is my mind, dark is the hair on her head, dark is the raven screaming. Let go and see where she takes me. I feel the cold lift, I feel the blood coming back, I feel the fire is burning inside. I'm gonna let go. No trouble ahead, but I see chaos in my way. I see the moon sitting high in the sky.
hear her call my name. I feel the waves crashing round. I feel the tide is pulling at my feet. I'm gonna let go.
And that was Cash Savage and The Last Drinks, Let Go, one of my favourite bands in this area. I think they're based in the north. Do you know them much, Sean?
I have no idea, but I will pretend to know what you're talking about, yes.
That's pretty much all we have today for our show. Just want to give another shout out to Lucy for coming onto the show and talking about her incredible exhibition, but also the stuff that she's doing in the West, which is, as my previous podcast about West Side Stories and artists in that area, it's an underrepresented place that doesn't always focus on art institutions. So having that brought in there is, I think, a really important part of it as well. Are there any last words you want to say, Sean, before the show wraps up?
Well, I guess this is our first episode, and I just wanted to highlight what the vibe is that we're giving and like what we're really wanting to introduce to listeners. So yeah, I think I'm really excited to see where we go. Our aim is to have guests from NAM come in and talk about their works, be excited about their works, share their works, and us to kind of spread community a little bit more, try to connect each other. Also really just like giving people experience to like talk about their work. I think that's really important, and especially like not within like such an institutionalized or like elitist manner, like
which is what 3CR is all about.
We just like it's just more of a, like a fun general chat. So yeah, thanks so much for giving us a listen, and yeah, we'll be here next fortnight. Next week we'll be
The Review, which is a theater,
this is not a review.
This is not a review, yes. Which is a theatre-based show. So we're kind of teaming it between our art show and their theatre show.
Our sibling show it is.
Our sibling show. So thanks so much for tuning in. We can't wait to see you guys in the next fortnight, and we'll put up a bit of post on our website about what's going on in Melbourne's art scene. If you want to give us a follow or give us a message of any artists out there that you think could be part of the show, that would be great. But thank you so much for being part of it. Thanks, Lucy, and thanks, Sean.
Thanks, guys.